Okay, welcome to our pre-show. This is the actual, for those of you listening to our pre-show right now, this is actually the second time I've started the pre-show. I'd forgotten to record something, so I've recorded it. Yes, I have. I've recorded it, and it is now officially in the file, so it's going to put this in the file. It's just a very short little sound effect that has to do with, it's right side, that has to do with a automobile, that has to do with an Art Griego bit we're going to do. Is this the beds? Yeah, okay. So I'm going to take the race car and put this into beds. Yeah. Now what you're going to see is kind of a groovy thing here. Wouldn't you agree, baby, you and me got a groovy kind of... See, one of the funniest things for me in all of comedy is when the guy is shot and then his head hits the wheel and all you hear is a horn. I know that's probably bad, but, you know, guys, it's like, wouldn't you agree? So the head's just against, you don't think that's funny? I do. I do. I think it is. So what is this fucking Heaven's Gate? You'll never forget. It's on, you'll never forget when I tell you the following thing. When it was in the movie theaters, it was done by Michael Cimino, who had just done Deer Hunter and was considered just, you know, a bankable, great fucking director. And he did this movie, and it came in at, like, over budget or some shit, and it got panned by the critics. Everyone thought it was a piece of shit, and there you go. And it was pulled, and it was considered a horrific, and probably, you know, Michael Cimino never recovered from it. Maybe, I don't know. To be honest with you, to be kind with you, Mr. Cimino, sir, if you're watching, which, you know, odds are you're not, but I don't know what kind of plastic surgery you got lately, but would you go back to your regular face, please? Anyway, so a dude does Heaven's Gate. It gets panned. It's a piece of shit. Now they've recut it and re-edited it, and they've re-released it, and it's a fucking great movie. In fact, I thought it was a great movie when I saw it originally. It's a movie about the range wars that took place in Wyoming between sheep herders and cattle guys, you know, and we've all heard about those. They're kind of legendary. And there'd been different treatments of those over the years in media and in literature, but this was a really the first time I think it was sort of a long Western opera, and it was long. And one of the things they said about it was not edited properly. Whatever, had some, I thought, good performances. Had some very realistic. It tried to really get you onto the streets of the West in those days. You know, where it smelled probably like cow shit, where everything was muddy. Where there was no such thing as walking across a dusty street. You were walking across mud and shit and God knows cats spitting shit out of, you know. And there was a lot of steam and there was a lot of smoke and there was horses and it was noisy and it was dirty and yet, you know, they're trying to keep some of that dirt out and have a nice clean place to eat. God knows what. Can you imagine eating in a fucking saloon in those days when dust and shit's coming to the window? There's no screens. So it's either you leave the window open and crap's coming in. But anyway, Chris Christopherson was in it. Jeff Bridges was in it. Christopher Walken was in it. God damn it. I forget who else. A bunch of other lesser-known folks. It's kind of a cool movie, man. You know, it's on Western Channel, Encore Western, which I really love. I like that channel. I got my little favorites, you know. I watch my Amazon. I watch all my fucking documentaries off of Amazon. You know, I just watched a really cool documentary called The Staircase. Got to watch this fucking thing. If you think that fucking Jinx thing is interesting, which it is, no question the Jinx is interesting. But if you want something a little more substantial in terms of what, you know, watch The Staircase. It's fucked up. That guy is really fucked up because I believe he's guilty as a motherfucker myself. And, you know, there's people who probably say no. But I think he's guilty as a motherfucker. All right, now. Let's see what else. Okay. I want to see if I got my thing. I want to see if I have my thing. Girl, you can't do. QRL. What happened to the race car, bitch? Oh, sound effects. Sorry. Daily audio. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. There we go. Oh, shit. Interesting. What's wrong with this, man? What's wrong with this picture? Did I put it in audio? I can't find what I just cut, and I might have dropped it into the wrong file. Let me see. I think I did. I put it in the wrong goddamn... How the fuck was that possible?
It's a rare faux pas on the part of the young man here, Mr. Hendry. Oh.
Yeah, I put that into, here we go. Okay, I did put it in there. I think I put it into beds. I put it in with music, which I don't know why I did that. Yeah, there it is. All right, now, so we do this. All right.
And I'm driving right now. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, it feels good. Feels so good. Feels so good to be a man. Yeah. Woo! There you go.
Oh, please slow down.
No, I won't slow down. No, I won't. No.
Can't slow down.
No, I'm not going to slow down.
All right, now, that's Art Griego, and then we're going to have, our usual bullshit. So, I recommend that movie. I recommend The Staircase. The reason why they call it The Staircase, dig this. The guy's not had one wife die at the bottom of a staircase who lost a lot of blood. The guy's had two. The man's name is Michael Peterson. He's a writer. He has two dead wives. The first wife died in 1985 in Germany when I believe he was still in the army. He's a Vietnam veteran. He fudged a little of his war record. He claimed to have gotten a Bronze Star or some shit. He did not. He actually does have a Purple Heart from Vietnam. But nonetheless, the guy has a dead wife in 1985. No, excuse me. She's not a wife. She's a neighbor. I take it back. His fucking first wife was not killed. There was a neighbor woman killed in 1985 when he was living in Germany. Forgive me. His family had been close to their family. But nonetheless, this woman was found dead at the bottom of these stairs. They say she'd suffered from a cerebral hemorrhage and that she'd lost blood because of... I think that there was some extenuating injury of some kind. All right. Now comes the year 2001, which is interesting because the time frame is almost identical to this guy, Durst, who I believe killed the homeless guy, or not the homeless guy, the neighbor in 2001, right after he'd killed, because I believe the neighbor was, no... I don't know who was killed first. I think it was Susan Brennan. I think the homeless guy was killed first. There's a 2001 date in the jinx that I think is around September through December of 2001. And the exact same sort of time frame exists in The Staircase. Now we come to 2001 and this guy's wife. Her name, I think, was Kathleen Peterson. Falls down some stairs, he says, and bangs her head on the concrete of the stairs and bleeds to death at the bottom of the stairs. She's got really open gaseous, not to gaseous, she has really open gaping wounds on the back of her head. The fucking medical examiner takes one look at this, they charge this guy with murder. And I've been thinking about that and the thing that happened in Germany. And I don't necessarily think what happened in Germany was something that he caused. I think it's possible that this guy saw what happened in Germany and said, fuck, that it is feasible to fall down some stairs and to bleed to death. It's something you'd think that it wouldn't cause that much injury. It could kill somebody if you break your neck but would it cause you to just bleed out? And this woman, the wife of Michael Peterson, Kathleen, had bled almost completely out, I think they said, 75% from falling down some stairs. And his lawyers really worked overtime to give this a plausible, a reasonable explanation. Well, she coughed up a lot of this blood. A lot of it was mixed with urine, so it appeared to be too much blood. And all kinds and all manner of rationalization. Well, the guy's a writer, and they found some of his writings, some writings that he probably didn't intend anybody to see, and a lot of them had very disturbing passages in them, like, what is life about? Life is about happiness. And what makes you happy? Whatever makes you happy is what you should do. And what makes me happy? Well, my family and this and that and killing people. I mean, now anybody, especially a writer, could say that these are fanciful. They don't prove anything. But man, I'll tell you what, the guy had more than one sort of, you know, phrase like that. He had more than one comment like that in his personal papers that they were going through for this trial. And the guy's name is Michael Peterson. Now, the verdict was overturned. He was given life in prison. It was overturned. He was granted a new trial. And he was let out on a house arrest. So he'd spent, I think, 10 years in prison. They overturned the verdict. And I believe they overturned the... Oh, I know why they overturned the verdict. Because the motherfucking SBI blood expert... blood splatter expert, some guy named Deaver. It turned out this guy was a serial fucking liar, and the guy was fudged the facts in a bunch of other cases. The guy was corrupt, basically. He had lied to taint the weight of evidence, or to throw the weight of evidence against a lot of defendants, and they couldn't trust his testimony. And so it's a mistrial, I guess, or they threw it out. This guy, Deaver, and this motherfucker was eventually fired. He sued the SBI's, the State Bureau of Investigation, which I believe is North Carolina. I think this is, yeah, Durham, North Carolina is where this took place. I mean, I'm telling you, man, there's more fucking weird shit in this. So this dude's out, not because they found out he's necessarily, you know, not guilty, but because one of the witnesses that the prosecution brought to the trial was a liar, proven to be a liar. I mean, that, you know, you say, well, it could have, you know, tainted things against this guy. Maybe he's innocent. But, I mean, the guy's evidence is important. It's blood splatter evidence, and the guy was found to lie to push things over in the direction of the prosecution. Still in all, I mean, this cat, there's other shit that you got to look at. But hey, it ain't for me to decide. You got to see this movie. It's a documentary. It's called The Staircase. I've been watching documentaries my whole fucking life, man. I love documentaries, always have. I know people are into them now. That's cool. I'm glad to hear it. I mean, I've loved documentaries since I saw my first really compelling documentary that I snuck into the movie theaters to see. And I was down here at the Esquire Theater, down here, just back in Pasadena, at the old Esquire Theater on Colorado. Some of you may remember the Esquire Theater was at the corner of Colorado, I think, in San Gabriel. Am I right? And the Esquire had, it was what passed in those days for an art house movie theater. A lot of movies were there that were kind of cool. You know, you drive by and go, what is that movie, man? I had never heard of that movie. You know, maybe Bye Bye Birdie is out or some bullshit movie. You drive by and it's Mondo Cani. What the fuck, you know? So, sure enough, one week they had Don't Look Back, which was D.A. Pennebaker's documentary on Bob Dylan's first ever tour of Great Britain. And I was a huge Dylan fan. I was 13, 14 years old. There was, you know, Bob Dylan was God, you know, and along with a few other acts. But Bob Dylan, for me, Bob Dylan outrated the Beatles for me in those days. Bob Dylan was cooler than any fucking band that was out. I mean, maybe with the possible exception of a few other bands that might come close, but Bob Dylan was it. He was the coolest thing that was happening in music, and I wanted to see this, so we snuck in, me and my friend Willie Ochoa, and we watched this, and it was just fucking great. I never saw anything so cool in my life. You know, there's just the reality of a musician on the road, the reality of what it is to be a rock, what it was to be a rock star in those days, the reality of how they partied, who they hung with, the first like four-letter words I ever heard in a movie, you know, and I loved it, man. And from that day forward, I just, any documentary that came across my, you know, my radar, man, I wanted to watch. And not a lot of really good ones, but when they did, man, I watched them. Today, God damn it, man, I watch a lot of fucking documentaries. I watch lots of, I think back in those days when I was a kid, I watched a lot of wartime documentaries, World War II documentaries, still do. But now, I watch a lot of criminal stuff. By the way, this is not appropriate of anything, but I saw an entry. Actually, I was reading a blog post online the other day, and it was I was looking up something, and I came across this thing. It was talking about Ted Healy and the Three Stooges. Ted Healy was an actor and was associated with the Three Stooges in the 30s. He was an actor, comic actor, and Ted Healy died in the late 30s. And the impression has been left, I think, in whatever historic documents record these things, that Ted Healy died as the result of injuries he received from a beating at the hands of a mobster who had been Thelma Todd's boyfriend by the name of, I think, Pat DiCiccio, and the actor Wallace Beery. This was in the record there. And the fact that Wallace Beery went on a 3-month tour of Europe right after this happened, and people surmised that Wallace Beery was being protected by MGM's Louis B. Mayer, who often would put his stars out of harm's way if there was some bad publicity, just stick their ass in Europe, or he'd put them on, send them around the world until the goddamn thing got taken care of. This dude wrote a really interesting blog about that. He says that, no, it didn't happen that way. It's bullshit. There's a lot of stuff there that points in that direction. But I found something as I was reading this. I found something else that this guy wrote. And it was called Me Versus Wikipedia. And this dude laid out a great case about Wikipedia being a load of shit, something that I could never articulate myself, and yet I suspected. You know, I've always really hated Wikipedia from the very first days of Wikipedia, because I saw how troll-ridden and how controlled by trolls it was at some point, how they really had to jump in there and constantly clean up entries and constantly change entries. This guy, today, I think Wikipedia would have you believe that they got it all under control. But, I mean, this cat's experience mirrored the experience of other people that I know. He said, At first I thought Wikipedia was a great idea, and I saw that somebody misspelled Normandy. The street Normandy here in Los Angeles, N-O-R-M-A-N-D-I-E. That's how it's spelled. Some asshole who's never been to L.A., because he actually talked to this guy, went in there and corrected it to, he thought, to Normandy, as in Normandy Beach. So he went back and he recorrected it, and this dude went back. He said, excuse me, but I live here. I know how it's spelled. And this motherfucker gave him an argument, saying it didn't. He said, why do you think it's Normandy? He says, well, it didn't look right. He said, well, that's hardly scholarship. And the guy said, well, I have a right to spell it the way I want to spell it. I mean, this sort of so-called scholastic democracy, you know, this fucking, the democracy of the internet, man, I got no use for it. It's kind of like the democracy of Pirate Bay. You know, it's like the people have the best of intentions. There's no question about it. But the fact is, there are so many scumbags in this world, folks, who do not want you to have the right information. They don't want you to, be protected by law. They don't want to do anything other than come home from another bad day at their meaningless job and their meaningless lives and go online and fuck up something. And so what was considered to be a marvelous exercise in, we'll all contribute to the truth. This is, we're running up against something with the internet that I think we really got to face this shit, man. You know, while we all can talk about stuff and we can communicate and we can probably do mounds of good in finding out where the bad shit is, we can't enforce it. We can't kid ourselves into thinking that we're all going to create this marvelous democratic site called Wikipedia, and we're all going to contribute, and we're all such good people that we're going to make it right. We're not all such good fucking people. That is there's more good people than there are bad. And the reason why I figure that is because look at the world. The world has, there's no denying the world has gotten better. When you go century after century, when you look at the way man has governed himself, the way man has treated those that are less fortunate, the way man has engaged other men on the topics of war, on race relations, on gender and orientation. I mean, there's a million things that we've attempted to do and that we've gotten right, I think, and made the world a better place for everybody in it, you know. So the human race, look at America. I mean, this country, for better or for worse, this is the best thing that's happened to the human race, man, in the history of the world. And this came about as the result of tens of thousands of fucking years of fucking shit up, you know. But we get it right as we move forward. So, and only a cynic, only someone who is just in denial would say, you know, the world is getting worse. You cannot have any kind of an understanding of history and say that. So anyway, having said all that shit, still in all, opening the internet up to every marvelous person out there and saying, let's all get together and hold hands, and there'll be a sharing of information, and we will all just, the reality is, no, we don't all share information. The reality is we steal, we rob, and we cheat, some of us, and we seek to confuse, and we seek to destroy, and we seek to fuck up. I mean, there's just people like that in this world that we have to be on guard against. It's just, it's all there is to it. And, you know, this Wikipedia is a great example of a very well-meaning group of people thinking that they understood human nature well enough to say, let's put Wikipedia out there and people will come and they'll correct. So here's a guy's having to get into a fucking argument with some stupid cocksucker who'd never been to California in his life over how Normandy is spelled. Can you believe that that would be an issue? And that when he left, he come back, the guy changed it back to Normandy. Why? Because he doesn't like somebody telling him what to do. He doesn't like somebody. Oh, then you say, well, then it's submitted to the community. What the fuck are you talking about? Submit. There's one way to fucking spell Normandy. You know, there's only one way to spell the street in L.A. is named after somebody other than whoever Normandy Beach is named after. It's spelled differently. So he began a study of this, and the blog is great. I'll link it one of these days. I don't know where it is. Where he has example after example after example of information that is wrong, but that has been left up because it seems to be the information that the community thinks belongs there. So if you go to a Wikipedia site, if you go to a Wikipedia entry and you look up something there and you have the information that you think you need, no, you don't. You are looking at something that the community has greenlit because it just kind of sits with everybody's what they want. Now you would say, well, yeah, but everybody wants truth. No. No, there's just, most people do, but there are just enough, because the internet is anonymous, because the internet is a place where anybody can do anything, and they're defended by the well-meaning people out here say, well, you know, they should be allowed to go in and fuck something up. They should be allowed to go in and piss all over something that people are trying to work. All right, man, if that's your idea of you know, a community, I mean, you know, good luck. I mean, I really don't want to have too much to do with it, and so I read this and I thought the guy was right on the fucking money, and because it's always been a problem that I've had with Wikipedia. I got to go double check shit 2-3 times. You use Wikipedia, but don't use it and think it's the last word. You got to fucking find you know, more than one source on this stuff. You know, yeah, because there's no getting around the fact, folks, that if you want truth, you have to go fucking find it. You know, you can't, it's not going to sit here. You don't sit in your ass and it doesn't fall in your fucking lap. You know, you have to go and look for it. I mean, I wish, but it's not the way it is. And this world of ours, especially this country of ours, I thought as a kid that people would start to figure it out. Well, if you don't like that, why don't you go? I used to say to my friends or anybody that would listen, I said, go down to a fucking newsstand. There's a million different publications and magazines and books Every point of view is represented. Go on down there and you can get the Daily Worker. You can get Life Magazine. You can get Nation. You can get National Review. You can get pornography. Every point of view is represented. How can you say that we're not getting the information? You got the fucking information. You got to go just go get up off your ass and go down and find it, right? You got to get it on your fucking TV set. And unfortunately, while there's a shit pot load of information on the internet, you ain't going to get it off of one website, you know. God, the internet is so great. Now everything that I need to know is right there at Wikipedia. No, it ain't. As a matter of fact, it's likely it's wrong. It's likely. I'm saying it's likely because if you got enough of these dickheads deciding, I just don't think Normandy spelled with an IE looks right. I think I'll change that. If that's the guy's criteria and he gives the other dude an argument about this shit and they go back and forth until finally the guy just throws up his hands and says, well, fuck that. I mean, something as basic as that, the guy that won there is this fucking sort of troll slash, you know, citizen scholar, whatever the hell that is. And he's just, he's got just enough free time, which is probably like 23 hours out of the 24-hour day, to fuck around in there and change things because it just doesn't look right. The reasonable guy, the man who went in and, you know, changed it to Normandy because he really liked Wikipedia and he thought, geez, this is great, and, you know, I can correct, and we can make the records, you know, reflect truth. He gave up and left. I think most people are going to do that. I think most people who've got fucking brains are going to do that. They're going to, I'm gone. I'm out of here. You know, I'm going to hang around. How long do you hang around rooms or bars, or how long do you hang around people who are just fucking dumb? You know, how long do you, before you just like, so then it's left to the trolls and a handful of people that have been there for a long time, you know, maybe the founding, God, the people in this movie, Jeffrey Lewis is in this, Mickey Rourke, I'm talking about Heaven's Gate. All right, let me get my shit together here, man. I don't have enough time for this shit. I can't talk to you. I can't talk to y'all about this shit, man. I got other shit I got to do, you know. Don Mixa and Art Griego today. Free this time. I have never been... Okay. I want to see something here, man. What is this? This is Baby Blue. This is from Action Bronson. Action Bronson. Trip drive.
She do it all night. She going hard, right?
Iggy Azalea. This sounds like gospel. This is Iggy Azalea here. Let's see what this one is. All I need. All I need
is. You know what it is.
Hush. Sex Metal Barbie. We jamming.
Now this one dedicated to all of you. Them who out there know if it's a nice thing.
My boys here, All That Remains.
Woohoo!
All right, let me see here, man. All right, here we go, man. Fuck it. You ready? Y'all ready?
I am.
Not just yet. I got a really late fucking start today because, as you know, I have real serious issues with sleep. Now, we have Art Griego and we have Don Mixa. Don Mixa's going to be in the... I go, okay, you know, I'd want to... That's not... Goddamn, it's not a phone bed, man. That's Doug Danger. What we need here is a cafe. Telephone Generic. Construction Zone. Outdoor Long Carnival. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, all right, man. How about this one here? This is it. Okay, that's good. And then we have Art Griego. Art Griego's going to be... plane? Let's see here. Pool hall. I love this. One of these days, and won't be long, you've heard me say this a million times, but I am going to get in here and I'm going to clean this whole motherfucker up, this goddamn sound effects file. This is a fucking piece of shit. Come on, man. Where's my... Oh, shit. I got to get my shit together here now. All right, y'all. Art Griego. There we go. Okay. Here we go.